And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Okay, we're back here in the studio, and you know, a moment ago we tried to give away a G&W gift certificate, and we had some phone difficulties, so we'll try it again. The number is area code 314-969-0590, and caller 10 gets the G&W Bavarian Sausage $25 gift certificate. With me in studio now is Ginger Gall, who is with the Dierberg School of Cooking. Okay, recipes. A lot of people, how do you store your recipes? I remember, Ginger, back in the 80s, and everybody said, okay, here's the deal. Everybody's going to get a personal computer, and the main thing you want your personal computer for is to store your recipes on there. Where do you keep yours?
Can you believe, for my personal recipes mm-hmm. that I collect, I have a huge binder that I keep it in. But I have a couple hundred cookbooks that I keep on the shelf. I have a special room at home. I do research about for recipes on the computer, but when I really want to use one for my own personal use, I like to have a paper copy or a cookbook.
My wife has a drawer full of things, some of which are photocopied from the Post-Dispatch and or other publications. She has a couple of things that were written by my late mom in her longhand that she consults, her turkey dressing every year. Cornbread dressing for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and those holidays. So you have then a huge personal collection of recipes.
I do, yes.
And these recipes that you've passed along here, are these, do you adapt them? Do you invent them? Okay, so we've got here Springfield-style cashew chicken, which we've posted on foodtalkstl.com. Click on the recipe tab. Now, how do you come up with this?
I have a vision of what I want it to taste like, and I have an incredible memory for what food tastes like when I go out to eat, which I love to do. And then I get to test at work. It's wonderful. I mean, we have the store. I can just go out and get ingredients and just start working. And some things take a lot of tests. I made a cherry pie one time that I did 10 tests on it before I got it the way I wanted it. And it got to the point where I was just putting the ones that weren't right. I just put one in the sink and put water on it. And a manager came in and said, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh, that was a cherry pie that didn't work out." And he said, "Don't you realize that a bad cherry pie is better than no cherry pie at all?" But, you know, some recipes take a lot. Sometimes you get them on the first try. So.
And do you grab shoppers from the aisles and say, "Hey, come over here. I've just made some of this. You want to try some?"
Every once in a while, we'll use customers. But generally speaking, we use other associates to taste test the recipes. And all the recipes that the different managers come up with are all double tested by the test kitchen manager. So we want to make sure that when we put a recipe out, that it's really going to work for the customer.
Well, the whole school of cooking thing has been a great little promotional device. Well, not little, big promotional device for the Dierberg's chain. You've got the magazine that you can pick up when you go in there. You've got the TV show. Now, what is the schedule for the TV show? Is it just random, or is it
it's 4 times a year, so every 3 months. And the magazine usually comes out a couple weeks before the show actually airs. But the show is tied into the current Everybody Cooks magazine. So we usually have a special guest, and my boss, Barb Reinauer, and Kathy Chipley are the ones that host that. It's actually been taped at Bogey Hills for the last year and a half when they're going to be putting the new studio in the DePere store. So I've gotten to see firsthand how it functions.
Well, somewhere deep in the archives, I actually did one of those shows about 20 years ago. And it was my morning show partner, Debbie Connor, and I. We videotaped it one warm afternoon at somebody's house over by Parkway South High School. And what we did was we made pizza, and we did it in a barbecue grill, in like a Weber or something like that, which I didn't realize you could do. And it actually turned out pretty dang
really
good.
Well. Funny you should mention that, because Barb said, "I wonder if David will remember doing that show with me." So,
Oh, very well, very well. I'm looking forward to, you know, everything that's ever been done on television will come out on DVD at some point. Yeah. And when the entire Dierbergs, everybody cooks, and what have they been doing that since the 80s?
Yeah, from the very 70s. Early 80s. Yeah, we started, the cooking school started in 1978.
Oh, wow. But when those DVDs come out, I'm going to pick that one out. By the way, our winner is Ted Williams. Is that his real name? That's his real name. Ted Williams from St. Louis has won our G&W Bavarian Sausage gift certificate. Congratulations, Ted. Thank you for listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm visiting with Ginger Gall from the Dierbergs School of Cooking. Okay, some of the more exotic things that you come up with, and by the way, you told me off air, some of the Dierbergs cooking classes, people come in and they participate, and some they kind of come in and, you know, you guys do all the stuff. Yeah,
right. Most of our adult cooking classes are demonstration classes, which means the instructor prepares the recipes, mm-hmm. and the customers get to ask questions and whatnot, but they also get to sample all the food that's been cooked, and they get a printed copy of the recipe to take home. We do have some participation classes, and they range from cupcake classes, cookie decorating, couples cook classes, which it doesn't have to be a husband and wife or even a man and a woman. It can be sisters or best friends or whatever, mm-hmm. just two people. And we also have girls' night out classes, which that is just for the ladies. So
now, I'm sure you've observed situations, though, where there might be a woman who cooks who kind of drags along her reluctant husband and or maybe a husband who's a cooker who drags along his reluctant wife. And kind of tell me about those situations. Yeah. What do you do there to get everybody on board?
Well, first of all, I assure them that even if they don't want to participate, they still get to eat. And usually if they're assigned a relatively easy task, like maybe peeling carrots or something like that, just as an example, it gets them on my side of the counter. They mm-hmm. start feeling comfortable there. And they realize that it is a lot of fun. I mean, cooking can be a lot of fun. Not everybody has to make gourmet recipes, but just knowing the basics in the kitchen is very rewarding. And there was one couple, probably about 6 months ago that came
in. You don't have
to
drop their names. That's okay.
And the man thought that they were going out to dinner. So imagine his surprise when not only were they not going to a restaurant, but he was going to be expected to help cook the meal.
Oh, and, wonderful.
Yeah, there were a few glares going on between them, but he got into the program and ended up having a very good time.
Well, I know that that cooking schools for couples and for folks, now all of your people who teach people to cook in restaurants are also doing these kinds of things, mm-hmm. L'Ecole and all the others, as well as some of the, I guess, other educational institutions as well. I mean, there's a lot of places you can
yes.
do this, but you guys kind of got the ball rolling here in town, I think.
We did. We were the very first grocery store to have a cooking school in the grocery store. And the reason for that was because the Dierbergs feel that dinner, you know, starts in the grocery store, and
well,
they
sure.
wanted to bring people in and get them cooking. So,
and I recall my kids doing things when they were, I think, 5 or 6, or maybe it was like Tiger Cubs or something, going out and doing a cooking school thing out of Ellisville.
Yeah, we offer a lot of programs for kids, and the children's classes are all participation classes. We also not only do we offer single classes for kids, but we also offer camps. And right now, we're already accepting registrations for summer camp programs for Junior Chef and Young Chef. And you can go online at dierbergs.com to see the schedule.
Is that a week-long thing?
We've got the Junior Chef program is a week-long.
Wow.
It's every day for 2 hours a day. And then we have a 3-day one both for junior chef and young chef. So it's a lot of fun. The kids love it.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, well, you know, nowadays kids do so many different things during the summer. I used to sit there in front of the television wanting to have something to do, and now kids, in addition to going to summer school, there's all kinds of camps, and you guys getting in on that,
too. And kids are really good at it. And we also have scout programs and birthday parties, and there has just been a huge influx. We're booked. I'm already booking programs into July.
Wow. Okay. Hey, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you.
And thanks for sitting in a little longer than you had initially planned.
No problem. This was fun.
That's Ginger Gall from the Dierberg School of Cooking, Bogey Hills Plaza location. We're going to come back and wrap up with a couple of newsy notes for you here in just a moment. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and online at KFNS.com.